Recently in Chicago Magazine, I was very interested in a piece they did called Reasons We Still Love Chicago, the word still in parentheses. And with us to talk about that is Amy Cavanaugh of Chicago Magazine. Good morning, Amy. What was the genesis of this? How'd you come up with the idea to do what you call a love letter to Chicago?
Good morning. Well, you know, when we're always coming up with ideas for the magazine, it's a city we love. It's a place we want to support and promote, and we were kicking around doing a list of the reasons we love Chicago and wanted to kind of frame it as a way of, like, you know, we know that some outsiders don't quite understand the city, and so we want to, you know, come up with some ways that really showcase what's wonderful about the city.
It was kind of gutsy to do that in the January issue. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's talk about some of the things that caught my eye in here. I love that you wrote about the views from all directions here. We've talked on this broadcast a lot about the tremendous Chicago architecture, but you put the spotlight on various spots around the city that offer really picture postcard views, don't they?
They do. And, you know, they're probably spots that not everyone knows. I mean, you know, I've been to the 606 in Logan Square, but I haven't been to Cricket Hill that's, you know, on Lakeshore Drive. And so it's really a list that will let you see the city from a new view, whether you're on 18th Street Bridge or heading to Promontory Point.
Live music of all kinds any day of the week is the headline on another story in this section. And, well, our clubs are really struggling through this pandemic, but fortunately a lot of them are still alive and well, and we get to see people like Buddy Guy at Legends. And that's certainly a big reason we love the city, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, you're right. It has been a really tough couple of years for small independent music venues, but they're still going, and really there's something for everyone, you know, no matter what type of music or performance you're looking for.
The headline that I loved here, "We Embrace Old School Holdouts." Now, did this refer to all the great neighborhood joints we have, bars, restaurants, hot dog stands?
Exactly. And so for this particular one, we looked at Phyllis Musical Inn in Wicker Park, which has been around for 68 years. And so it's really, you know, a long time neighborhood staple that's really just become part of the neighborhood and attracts people of all kinds.
What kind of feedback did you get on this? Were people saying, oh, yeah, those things are great, but what about the weather, the crime, and the traffic?
We surprisingly didn't get as many responses like that as I was envisioning. I was kind of impressed how many people responded to our piece about the enviable weather that were like, you know, you're totally right.
Right. Now, you're not originally from Chicago, are you?
No, I'm from Massachusetts originally.
And so, well, compared to the weather there, it's not so bad, is it?
It's really not. It is definitely colder, but we used to get a lot more snow when I was growing up. And so, you know, I'm watching the snowfall right now, and it's beautiful, and I know it's not going to wind up being too much to stop me from doing anything today.
Yeah, it's beautiful till it keeps coming in March. And talking about spring, that's when we get on our bikes again. And you write about Chicago's bike network. It is strong and getting stronger, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's definitely, you know, spring will be the time to get on the bike and kind of explore, you know, it's plans to be expanded to 450 miles by the end of the year, which is pretty impressive. You know, it's 100 miles more than the start of 2021. So it's really expanding and opening up avenues to parts of the city you may not have seen on your bike.
Everybody's football crazy right now, and you write about scoring same-day tickets to almost anything as one of the things that we love about Chicago. And I don't know if people realize it. It is a little easier here than in most cities, isn't it?
That's true. And, you know, we with so many different types of venues and you know, so many sports teams and places to go, people are spread out, and you know, there's a chance for you to see what the concert or see the game that you really want to if you wait till the last minute.
Great pictures, too, in this issue about some famous spots around Chicago. And, of course, you had to write about pizza. What was the pizza article that you included in this issue?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, we can't do a story like this and not touch on pizza. But one of our writers pitched a piece about her love of the pizza puffs, and I love them, too. And so we wrote a little homage to the pizza puff, which I'm sure everyone knows is it's a local snack. It's, you know, it's been around since 1978. It's in a flour tortilla, and it's filled with sauce and mozzarella, and, you know, you can get beef and other flavors, and it's just, you know, a nice little bite to kind of see you through the afternoon, or to have alongside something else at your meal.
And created right here in Chicago, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it's in the January issue of Chicago Magazine, the things we, in parentheses, still, close parentheses, love about Chicago, Amy Cavanaugh. And Amy, normally you're writing about food for the magazine, aren't you?
I am, yes.
What are you working on next? Give us a little preview.
Well, our February issue is going to be on the best neighborhood bars. And so that should actually be out on stands fairly soon. And we're going to be putting up that story on our website this week. And so we looked at 16 of the best neighborhood bars from the far north side to the far south side. You know, talked to the regulars who go there, you know, looked at the signature drink you should have when you're there, and kind of looked into the history of some of these spots. You know, they range from dive bars to music venues, and we really, you know, tried to highlight those places that people really love in the neighborhoods they live in.
Was the staff kind of lined up to volunteer to do the research on that one and write about it?
They were, indeed, yes.
Yeah, what a surprise. Chicago, yeah. From Chicago Magazine, Amy Cavanaugh. Thanks, Amy. Appreciate the time this morning.
Thanks so much.